For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Sunday afternoon service of May the 26th, 1991. Glenn and Irma Miller are the teachers. This is what the Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Later, Irma, whatever you tell me you hurt, from now on I'm going to believe you. You almost went. I was totally swiveled up, and I did not know. And the nurse kept saying there was somebody walking in the hall. I never did see who was out in that hall. But if I hadn't have gotten up, she would have been dead in a little while. And 10 years later, at Calgary, Canada, in a full gospel meeting, I was praying with some girls, and on the front seat, we were having the Holy Ghost meeting, they called it. We were praying for each other, and this girl, all of a sudden, she tapped me on the shoulder, and she said, I had a vision. I saw you. I saw you as a little lamb laying in a pool of blood. And when Jesus passed by you, he said, live. And I'm telling you, when Jesus passes by, I don't care how sick you are and how near death, you're going to live. And it's good to say, I'm going to live and not die. Can we say that today? I'm going to live and not die. I will not tolerate this resentment in me, this cancer in me, this tumor in me, because Jesus is my healer, and I'm going to repent thoroughly. I'm going to repent thoroughly. Now, I've got another scripture. I just really hate to read this. It's going to make you mad, but I have to read it. It's chapter 65 of Isaiah. It's going to make you mad. It's going to help you if you listen. Isaiah 65. I permitted myself to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I permitted myself to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here am I, here am I, to a nation which did not call on my name. I have spread out my hands all day long to a rebellious people. You know, when I feel so sorry for Moses, because one or two rebellious people in a group, I used to have a few, with 70 girls, you always have a few rebellious ones. And they give you more trouble than all the rest of them put together. Who walk in the ways which is not good, following their own thoughts. Sometimes the girls used to change the copy of the equation or anything. They just had the nerve to do it, and they'd get me into trouble because if they typed it wrong, the engineers would be so mad because they'd tell me that could destruct a missile, and you cannot do that. You're going to kill people. You've got to proof this better. And I would find out that some girls, she said, well, that wasn't the way it's supposed to be. She thought she knew what it was supposed to be. And you see, we have to explicitly follow this word. We can't follow our own thoughts. Well, I thought I was all right. I didn't know. No, we gotta be specific. A people who continually provoke me to my face, offering sacrifices in gardens and burning incense on bricks. We talked about incense the other day. God says that makes me want to throw up. It's an abomination to me if you burn incense. He wants us to praise him. That's the incense that he wants. Who sit among graves and spend the night in secret places. You know, they have seances around here in the cemetery, all around here, covens. This is what's going to make you mad. Who eats swine's flesh. I didn't write this. You know, the children of Israel, their legs never did swell. Why? Because God told Moses, Moses, you go and tell these people what they're supposed to eat and what they're not supposed to eat. And God started it out in Genesis 1 when he told them, you don't eat anything that isn't seed-bearing and fruit-bearing and so on. And that takes in mushrooms. Those are not seed-bearing. And a UCLA doctor said that mushrooms is one of the main causes of cancer. You better heed it. They're spores. They do not bear seed or fruit. Some people think they have to have mushrooms at every meal and all that Chinese food and all that on your steaks. Uh-uh. We don't need cancer, do we?
No.
No, we don't. See, in Leviticus 11 and 7, if you want to know what you're not supposed to eat, you read that chapter. It's in there about three different places, and it will tell you. In Leviticus 11 and 7. And this is Isaiah 65 and 4. And otherwise, and the broth of unclean meat is in their pots. Until I saw this, until I got a tremendous deliverance from serpentines, I thought you had to put a ham hock in every pan of beans or it wasn't fit to eat. You better listen. You better listen. We can't have everything we want. We can't have everything we want. You know, we're so addicts to food. We're addicted to food. Terrible addicted to food. Well, I hope you're not too mad, but I didn't write this. I promise you, I did not write this. The Lord wrote it. And you know, it's somewhere else. It's also in, you go back there in all those curses, and he talks about it in, I'm not going to go into it, but it's all in the book of Deuteronomy. You need to read the whole book of Deuteronomy. One girl was healed of cancer because of the last two verses of the 7th chapter of Deuteronomy, where it says, bring no abomination into your house. She had her whole house full of owls, pictures of owls all over hanging from the ceiling, all kinds of things. She had such a phobia on owls, and they're one of the abominable things. Yes? Well, they don't have fins or scales, and that's what the Bible says. That's what God told Moses to tell us. Why did the children of Israel walk around? How would you like to live in a tent and walk around in that hot desert for 40 years, and your clothes not wear out, and your legs didn't swell, and you ate the right kind of food? I'd rather be well than to eat all the luxuries and be sick, wouldn't you? Job said, my complaint is rebellion. Now, if you want to see where that is, that's in Job 23 and 21. Let's all be nice. I want to be nice, but... Well, I got to find Job. Job 23... Then Job replied, even today, my complaint is rebellion. Oh, we just hate to obey the things that we don't want to do, even though God said it. His hand is heavy, despite my groanings. Poor Job, he suffered. He was a good man, but he suffered. And David, he committed the sins of murder. He committed the sins of adultery. And he's still repenting on these pages in this Word of God. And I read the Psalms sometimes, and I repent on every page. He can make you repent if you'll read the Psalms. David knew how to repent. That's why God says he's a man after mine own heart, because he repented. And we need to repent. We need to repent. Now, I'm going to read you. I'm leaving out a whole lot of things, Glenn. This is your fault. Where are you, Glenn? Yep, yep. I got the dictionary out. All secretaries read the dictionary. If you don't have anything to do, you get the dictionary out and read it. I looked up cancer in the dictionary. It's a zodiac located between Gemini and Leo. Second meaning, listen to this, a crab. A crabby old woman. What's worse than a crabby old woman? I try not to be. That causes cancer. Now, that's not funny, Dr. Fletcher. That's not funny. Or a crabby old man. A malignant tumor is a cancer. Here's that tumor again. You can look up hemorrhoids are hemorrhoids or tumors. Anything that protrudes out of the body that doesn't belong there, inside or out. Brother Canada this morning was right on when he's praying about the stomach protruding out. Caused from adultery, natural adultery, or spiritual adultery. Spiritual adultery is when you go to a fortune teller and you commit, because you're going to another god, you're committing fornication, the Bible says, and adultery. A potentially unlimited growth that keeps expanding. And cancer starts out with one or two rebellious cells, rebellion. Years ago, the Lord told me, there's so many people, you go in the cancer ward. And my dad was on a cancer ward. Everybody on that floor was cancerous. And I felt so utterly helpless. I would cry out, Lord, show me what makes cancer. What are we doing to get this cancer? And he would always say, rebellion and witchcraft. Rebellion and witchcraft. Rebellion and witchcraft. And I had to keep on studying and thinking on it and gradually getting a little at a time. Cancer is a source of evil and anguish. And it is. It is much anguish. And here's the key word. Hidden resentment. Somebody will say, well, I sure resent that. I imagine you're saying right now, I sure resent what Irma's saying. I hope you're not. Because we don't want to start that rebellious little cancer cell. I mean, this is serious business. There's too many Christians that have cancer and tumors. Hidden resentment. And then we talked about it from the very first verse where they hid their sin, you know, just couldn't repent. A growth, well, we know it's that. And here's another one. Ill will. Ill will is another cause. This is right in the dictionary under cancer. Due to insults. Somebody insults you and then you get ill will against them. And unforgiveness. Well, I can tell you about unforgiveness. Some of you have heard it. Some of you are new here today. But about 3 years ago, we had a spiral stairway going up to the office. Why they ever did that, to me, I don't know. But I have to go up and down.
Save space.
But not save the wife. Or save the secretary. I was going up that spiral stairway, and I go up and down it every day. But I always hold on. But I stopped to talk to some girl that wanted to see me, and I only went down halfway. And she said, don't come on down. I want to know if I left my Bible here 6 months ago. Did you find it? And I said, well, there is a Bible up in front, and it's probably yours. And I stood there and talked and moved my heel back and fell through the back of the stairway clear up to the groin because there's no back on the step. But I was holding on. Otherwise, I'd have tumbled, and the devil probably was trying to kill me at that time. I hurt the outside of my leg, and everybody prayed for me that came, and I was limping around. I mean, I couldn't get up on that platform hardly. I was limping and hurting every day. And going home at night and propping it up and rubbing my foot because it was ice cold. And a man of God, after so many other men of God prayed for me and nothing happened, you know, you better start searching a little deeper. I had no idea what it was. And he said, oh, that's easy. He took one look. He said, you have a little serpent wrapped right around your leg, cutting off all the circulation, and your body can't get well. And I'd gone to the chiropractor 3 times a week, and he put all that junk on me and wasted my time and took the money. And you know, some things there's no cure and some things there's no healing until we meet the obligation of what God says we have to do. So this man of God said, oh yes, that's easy. You have not forgiven somebody that has hurt you very badly, but you think you have forgiven them, and you have put it out of your mind, but it's still in there. When you see them, you think about how could they do that to us when we've been so good to them. And he says, that's the spirit of unforgiveness. And he says, now, he calls me girl. Now, girl, he's 89 years old. Now, girl, you're going to have to repent. I said, oh, dear, okay. When you've repented with his prayers, you have repented. And it doesn't just say, Lord, forgive me. Oh, man, he goes into it. And he goes right down the line and gets the nitty gritty. And then he said, now you're forgiven. Now that thing has to go. And he commanded it to leave in the name of Jesus, and off it spun, and I'm dancing, and I'm walking, and my leg is perfect. Now, does that say anything to you? Why we are sick? One reason, unforgiveness. Another reason, what we eat, and how we rebel to the Word of God. Now, we're going to pray. We've got 15 minutes. I hope the girls will hold back the dinner a little while because of Glenn. I'm trying to forgive him. I have a lot more, but I might write it if I get enough nerve. Nerve. Oh, you touch people's food, you've got problems on your hands, honey. But I'll tell you what has helped me more than anything is the Saturday Evening Post. There is an article in there by that woman, doctor, editor, and I've cut it out. I've got a thing on eating the wrong food this thick, a file, and I've had it for years. I'm going to tell you about my deliverance and how I come to know about this. This man of God, that first, not the one that prayed for me about my leg, but the very first man that ever prayed for me for deliverance, and it wasn't Derek Prince, he came against serpentines in me. I didn't know what a serpentine was. How many knows what a serpentine is? It's a worm. Little worm. Anything that wiggles like a snake is serpentine, is what the dictionary says.
Seen or unseen.
So you have to look under the microscope to see some of these little things that wiggle. So he came against these serpentines about 3 o'clock in the morning in a hotel in Portland, Oregon, after a full gospel convention. And he came against a lot of other things, but I didn't remember any of it. In fact, nothing really happened then. Next morning, I woke up, probably about 7:30 or 8. We'd gone to bed so late, and I turned my head over to Glenn. I said, "What's a serpentine?" And he was asleep. He didn't know, didn't care then. And I, all of a sudden, my stomach turned upside down, and I started to vomit laying around on my back. I jumped up and ran to the bathroom and vomited like gallons of green water. And all I could taste was old boar pig that they used to make me eat when I was a little girl, and I hated that pork, and old coffee that we used to make coffee when we was typing all night, and we just leave it set there and drink that awful black, thick stuff. And I was vomiting that up, and I said to Glenn, "I don't want any more pork, and I don't want any more coffee." And I didn't know all this was in the Bible at that time. I just knew the Jews didn't eat it. I lost 10 pounds. By the time we got back to Los Angeles, I lost all the bloat and 10 pounds. But I still didn't understand what a serpentine was. I have to understand this. I can't speak on anything in here that I haven't experienced or know something about or have prayed for somebody. I want to know, because you're going to ask me why. And I went to the, Glenn was going to go over to get the Lincoln fixed and to Hollywood or Beverly Hills. And he said, "You want to ride along?" And I had my Bible. And I said, "Okay." When I got over there, there was this great big library. And I got out and I went in there and I looked in all the dictionaries, and there was even something in there about Bible food. And I was really interested in these foods. I was also interested in honey. And I stayed in there a long time because he had a long siege to get the car fixed. And the meaning of serpentines was anything that wiggles like a snake, seen or unseen. And then I started to get the picture. But in the Saturday Evening Post, the editor? The boss. She has a picture in there, 2 pages, of these worms behind people's eyes that's making their eyes protrude. And in their stomach and shutting off their intestines, making blockages. She has a tremendous long article in there. And then we got something from the government printing office which shows all these things, all these different worms in the garbage and all of this. And I started looking in the Bible. You know, you look in dictionaries, but you have to look in the Bible to get some background. Back in the Old Testament, God said, "Moses, you go down and tell those people what to eat and what not to eat." So that's where we are today. And I do not want cancer. I do not want tumors. I do not want unforgiveness. I do not want resentment. I don't want ill will. I don't want any of you to have ill will against me. I just want you to go home and read your Bible. But all you that have tumors, any kind of growth on you, I want you to stand because we're going to pray. If you want to pray and repent.
What about if you have one surgically removed but never prayed about it?
You can stand.
That would be
yeah. I think all the ones with tumors should come forward, and cancer. I wish those other girls were in here that have cancer. They're back there in room 2. Oh, no, she's here. She is. Huh? Yeah, skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Skin cancer. Okay. Now, don't anybody come that don't have tumors of some kind.
I had a breast tumor, but I was healed of cancer through prayer.
Okay, well, sure.
Wasn't deliverance.
That's right.
Tumors?
Yes, hysterectomy is because of tumors. Yes?
How about small polyps?
Polyps, yes. Polyps in the intestinal tract that causes cancer. I can't hardly see back there. I wish I was up here. Yes. You know, cysts, all kinds of cysts that come up. See, I had that thing on my eye, and it drove everybody. It bothered most everybody else that saw me. You ought to have that taken off. Well, I tried to take it off, but they were always afraid when they'd get in there. Every doctor didn't want to do it. They'd always want to do it, but when they got in there, they didn't want to do it. And see that little thing that was in there? It was. I think it was going right down into my brain. You know, but the Lord delivered me. Well, the Lord healed and delivered Patty of a blindness. She wore glasses, and she was totally healed. Do you believe that the stripes of Jesus heals you?
Amen.
Does anybody have cigarettes or smoke cigarettes? My aunt smoked cigarettes. She was the first woman smoker in the state of Missouri that we knew about. And she was the first woman that died at the City of Hope. And she literally drowned in her own juice. her lungs would fill up, and they'd put this long needle in her back and get that water out of there, and it'd fill up again, and one night it filled up in the middle of the night, and she drowned. I tell you, this is frightening. This is frightening, but the body of Christ is too sick, too sick. It's a disgrace, really, when Jesus bore those stripes to heal us. And I want to find out the cause. The minute you find out the cause, then you can do something about it. Now, doctors, you say, I remember when this girl was healed. This girl was healed of cancer. She weighed 68 pounds and was dying, given up for dead. And the Lord had us pray for her. She got that junk out of her house. And she, I just saw her 2 weeks ago. She lived in Denver. Now she's moving to Memphis. And she has to diet to keep from weighing more than 136 pounds. She was instantly healed. And another girl had a cancer right here, and we came against these tumors, and I didn't know she had a tumor or a cancer. She was going to be operated on the following week, and she was just sitting in the audience. Nobody said anything. We just bound tumors, commanded them to go in Jesus' name. And she called me about 3 days later, and she said, you know, I took my bath last night, put on my gown and my robe, and I was playing my vibraharp. And she said, I felt something up there. She told me after the service, she said, I have a cancer on my shoulder. Did you know it? And I said, no, I did not know it. And she said, I felt something up there. I was praising the Lord, singing hymns to him. And she said, that thing fell out, came out by the roots. I tell you, Jesus wants to heal us. But we have to meet the condition. If you will, then he will. We have to want to pay the price. Now, I want to know everybody that has cancer and knows you got cancer now. All right, you come up, and you come up. This lady came by when we was doing the last magazine from down in Louisiana and stopped in there, and we was all working madly, and we brought her in here, and we prayed for her. She looks much better than she did. That was over a month ago, wasn't it? And she came to the meeting, and you called.
Yep.
And have you had an operation yet?
No. Scheduled for
about a month. Scheduled in your breast, huh?
Yes, in the breast.
Okay. Anybody else with cancer that you know you got it? Or a tumor? A big tumor? I know all of you have tumors or have... Well, let's pray for these first, and then we'll see. I want everybody to just let your faith go. Faith works by love. I love these women. I love all of you. I want to see you healed. Lord, I want you to say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For any resentment.
For any resentment.
That I've held against anyone.
Any
unforgiveness.
Any unforgiveness.
Any eating of the wrong... Oh, they're already coming out. And if you were up here in your spiritual senses, your nose wouldn't be able to bear it.
Yeah.
And any... It's death. It's like death. Yeah. Smell of death. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. All the resentment... Say it. All the resentment. I bring to you, Jesus.
I bring to you, Jesus.
And all this unforgiveness.
And all this unforgiveness.
And hatred.
And hatred.
And eating of the wrong food.
And eating of the wrong food.
And disobeying your word.
And disobeying your word.
Rebelling.
Rebelling.
Against your word.
Against your word.
In ignorance.
In ignorance.
And all the other sins.
And all the other sins.
That I've done.
I've done.
That's caused this to come upon me.
That's caused this to come upon me.
I ask you, Jesus.
I ask you, Jesus.
To cleanse me by the blood.
To cleanse me by the blood.
And wash me.
And wash me.
Wash me thoroughly.
Wash me thoroughly.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for my sins.
I'm sorry for my sins.
I will forgive.
I will forgive.
I will get rid of the resentment.
I will get rid of the resentment.
I will make things right.
I will make things right.
Lord, I believe you're my healer.
Lord, I believe you're my healer.
You have borne this with those stripes for me.
You have borne this with your stripes for me.
And Lord, I ask you to heal me.
And Lord, I ask you to heal me.
And I ask you to lift the curse off of me.
And I ask you to lift the curse off of me.
That has brought this on.
That has brought this on.
Because Jesus, I love you.
Because Jesus, I love you.
And I want to live.
And I want to live.
I command death to leave me now.
I command death to leave me now.
And I command life to come in.
And I command life to come in.
I command my body.
I command my body.
To receive the healing power.
To receive the healing power.
Because I love you, Jesus.
Because I love you, Jesus.
And my body belongs to you.
And my body belongs to you.
I don't want all of this.
I don't want all of this.
I want to live and not die.
I want to live and not die.
I command death to go.
I command death to go.
I command the sting of death to go.
I command the sting of death to go.
And I command life to come in.
And I command life to come in.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I take dominion over every curse.
Yes.
And I stand as a priest in their behalf this afternoon.
Jesus.
I take dominion over the curse of cancer or any other curse, and I put the blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse and to separate between them and the curse. And Satan, it is written in Galatians 3:13 that Jesus bore the curse. So in the authority of Galatians 3:13, I break the power of the curse.
Yes.
I command it to go in Jesus' name. Now, you foul spirit of cancer, I break your assignment over these bodies, and I command you to loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus. Command you to wither and die. Command this body to receive the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus. And I command the healing virtue of the Lord to flow through these bodies, restoration to come in the name of Jesus. I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for it in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Bodies, I command you in Jesus' name to receive the restoration and healing virtue of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord. Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Go rejoicing and praising God. Read that word. Read that word. The word heals. The word heals. Now, I want everybody that's got a wart or a growth that is visible to come up here.
It could be visible and yet not be able to be seen because it's under your clothes.
Well, she's got one there.
Here and one
moles,
here.
Moles, yeah. You got under here. Lumps. Limp. Is it in the lip?
A little thing growing right
there. Oh, a little thing growing. Okay. Let's see. There's a man here with a growth on his nose. Where are you? Come on up, brother. Just move back just a little bit so he can come up. You've got to believe these to fall off and leave. You know, the Bible says they laid hands on the sick and they recovered. Now, it takes a while for recovery sometimes. It's a while for recovery sometimes. There are miracles and then there are recoveries. Now, when I had my hysterectomy and everything, they told me it would take me 6 months to recover. Well, I recovered a lot sooner than that, but probably all on the inside had to heal. So we're going to believe now for this thing on his nose and this tumor on her nose and these tumors under her arms. You have them on your breast, too?
I have one.
Okay. And you have one?
No, I have another one under my
nose. Okay. I laid my hand on somebody's head the other day, and they had these great big lumps. Where are they? Oh, Ray. Yeah, let Ray come up here. They're big, like big growths on his head. I don't know what caused it. Probably you bumped your head or something. So you don't want them anymore, do you? Well, we're going to believe that they're going to go in the name of Jesus. Everybody going to believe now? You know, we were praying for somebody one day, and the Spirit said, my name is unbelief. I kill the Christians. I won't let them believe they're healed. Now, we're all going to believe, aren't we? All right. In the name of Jesus, we command this growth on his nose to shrivel up and go away in Jesus' name. We command this to go in the name of Jesus.
All the growth
in his body, in Jesus' name. In his body, in the name of Jesus. We command that to go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, you go. In the name of Jesus, you go. In the name of Jesus, we curse the death in there. In the name of Jesus.
We take authority over whatever allowed it to come.
Yes.
And we break the take authority over the cause. And
curse.
You put the blood of Jesus against it.
In
we
the
break
name
the curse of it in
Jesus'
name.
Jesus.
We
in the name
it
of
from
Jesus.
It in Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Off of her nose now, in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord, we
command
it
us to get well in Jesus'
whatever
name.
Caused that, Lord.
In the name of
we
Jesus. Curse yes,
the cause
go. In the name of Jesus.
We command it to wither and dry up in Jesus' name. We loose her from it in the
name
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We command these growths to go down and leave. All the rebellion in her heart, we command this rebellion to go in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We break all the curses on her in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes, we loose her from it in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes, we command the devil to leave her in Jesus' name.
Jesus
in the name of Jesus, you have to go. You have to go in Jesus' name.
Jesus became a curse for her, and we separate her between it in Jesus' name. We loose her from
Jesus.
It.
Name of Jesus.
Body, we command you to receive the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus.
You thank the Lord.
Healing into this
thank
body.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We command these growths to go off of his head now in Jesus' name.
Lord, we, yes.
Swivel
yes,
up and go away in Jesus' name. Dry up. Dry up and go away in Jesus' name.
We release away from it.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Leave in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. We break the curse in Jesus' name. And where's yours?
I have here and I got one other.
Moles. Moles. How many's got moles? Glenn's got moles on his back. You have moles? Okay.
Lord,
everybody has moles.
Forgive me for running around in the, all summer long without any shirt on.
Yeah, when he was in Panama.
Well, when I was on the farm.
Yeah, on the farm. All these sun caused little cancers on his back in the name of Jesus.
Oh, no.
And on everybody, all these moles on everybody caused from the sun, skin cancer in the name of
Jesus.
Skin cancer in the name of Jesus. We command it to go in Jesus' name. We break the curse. All the rebellion in Jesus' name. All the rebellion in Jesus' name.
In the
name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All right, everybody that has tumors or has had operations for tumors, you got one? You got a tumor? You got a tumor? You had one? Hysterectomies, operations? Hemorrhoids, okay, hemorrhoids, those are hemorrhoids called out in the Bible and translated as tumors. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we break that power off of him that they will never return.
Yes.
Those are caused from frustration.
Well, everybody that's, raise your hands with me, all of you that have that problem, amen. Father, you see every one of us.
Yes.
Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We take authority and dominion over these tumors.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Female problems and
yes, in their uteruses.
And
in their breasts.
Male
prostate trouble.
Prostate, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Father, we take dominion over them now in the name of Jesus.
By the
word, we decree that they shall dry up and die and wither away.
Yes.
And healing and restoration.
Yes. Health shall come in Jesus' name. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We appropriate
for
every one of us now in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Father,
in Jesus'
all
name.
These tumors, we speak to all these cysts and
goiters.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
I command them in Jesus' name to wither and die.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we claim healing. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. We break these curses in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. 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 Praise the Lord.
Something happening in my leg. I can actually see it growing.
Growing? Good. He said the lame, you know, that's... Are you going to fall over? I can't hold you now. In the name of Jesus, we command this leg to completely heal itself.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Receive it. Receive it. Take a deep gulp. Say, come to me and drink. We're drinking at the fountain of living waters this afternoon.
Amen.
The healing waters flow. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Healing is the children's bread. Deliverance is the children's bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Do you have anybody who wants hands laid on you, just come up. Oh, honey.
I call it parathyroid tumor.
Are you? Okay. Jesus, whatever this is, Lord, whatever the cause, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Take dominion over
it. Yes. And the thyroid condition in the name of Jesus.
In your name, we take
thank you for authority. Jesus said, I give you authority over all the powers of the devil.
And we bind you
all these sicknesses. In the name of Jesus, come out of her. Come off of her now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This mole on her neck. The moles on her back. In the name of Jesus. Here's something right here.
A fatty tumor.
Okay, fatty tumors under the arm. How many has fatty tumors under their arms? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. On the top, too. Yes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. For the anointing that destroys the yoke, not just breaks it, it destroys the yoke. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you all believing?
Amen.
Are you going to come against the sexual sins?
Yeah, but
Anybody else here? She has cancer in your family, don't you?
Yes. And I'm still
your back. Okay. In your stomach and in your back. Everybody believe now. In her stomach and in her back. She has cancer in her family. And several of them, isn't it? And back trouble. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we come
in the name of Jesus. We come against this curse on this family life.
Over the cause of
the in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We command her back to come to normal. And her stomach to come to normal.
Dominion over the curse.
All the pain to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
By the scars and stripes that are written for us, we command this body to receive the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's a divine operation. She couldn't stand it. Thyroid trouble. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Render of a Kusandalabandalia.
Kusandalabandalia.
Come to normal in the name of Jesus, thyroid. Command you to come to normal in Jesus' name. I command you to come to normal in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
For tumors. But you mentioned in the eyes and. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel there's something behind this eyeball.
Yes, okay.
A pressure on it.
Okay.
So I don't know what it is.
Lord, whatever this pressure is behind her eyes, any tumors back there, any serpentines back there, we command them to unwind and go now in Jesus' name. And all these tumors in her stomach,
hallelujah,
eating the wrong foods, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you have to go. You have to leave in Jesus' name. You have to go in Jesus' name. Oh, yes. That feels good, doesn't it? The anointing to destroy the yoke. The anointing to destroy the yoke of the Bernadine in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Back problem.
I was congenital, born with it or something.
Okay, everybody believe now for the back.
We take dominion over the curse, Father.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the womb.
Yes.
Break the curse of it off.
Yes, all birth injuries in the name of Jesus.
Father, we put your blood
in the womb. Destroy this pain in Jesus' name.
Break its dominion over
the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Those are coming out, honey.
To become normal in Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Breathe them out. Breathe that out in Jesus' name.
Find a familiar spirit.
Yes, in Jesus' name. Name.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
Thank
you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
I can't hold you. You start to go. In your family line.
Yeah, my mother, some side of it.
Okay.
It's such a strong thing that when there's talk about it, I can just the spirits jumping around and
okay.
Fear like.
This is fear of cancer. The family has had cancer and all kinds of problems. Father, in the name of Jesus, we command this fear to go because perfect love casts out all fear, and Jesus is that perfect love. We command these cysts to go out of her breast in the name of Jesus, and all fear of cancer and all cancer cells to leave in the name of Jesus. All rebellion to go. All rebellion to go in Jesus' name. We break the curse off of her. We break the curse off of her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we break this curse off of her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you come out of her. Come off of her in Jesus' name.
Come on, loose her.
In Jesus' name, we loose her. In Jesus' name, we loose her from all cancer spells. In Jesus' name, we loose her. We loose her in Jesus' name. Yes, we do. We loose you. You come out. You come out, she hates you. The Lord rebukes you. It is written, the Lord rebukes you. It is written, the Lord rebukes you. Jesus is her healer.
Yes.
Release her now. Release her in this bloodline. Jesus said, I'm going to cleanse your blood that has not been cleansed. Cleanse this cancerous blood in Jesus' name. Oh, just take a big drink of the Lord. He says, come to me and drink. Drink of this spiritual water in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay, who's next? You got something wrong with you? You're awful pretty.
My knee and my right hip, and also I forgot I had infections behind my eyes.
Okay, infections behind her eyes, her legs, and your knee. What is it, like arthritis, or what is it? You don't know. Pain? Okay, pain in her leg. An infection behind her eyes. Lord, we command this spirit that's trying to cause her to have congestion in her eyes and infection in her eyes to go in Jesus' name. We command her body to receive the power of healing, the healing power in Jesus' name. We rebuke the enemy over her. All infirmities in her body, we command these to go in Jesus' name. All infirmities to the vessel of the Lord, a sweet little girl, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We break the curse off of her in Jesus' name.
Any resentment, Father, we
yes.
loose her from any resentment in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Loose her from it. Loose her from it in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Any curse comes from Alaska. Any curse from the Indians. Or for anybody that has spoken words against her. In the name of Jesus, we break these curses off of her. Any Indian curses off of her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Cancer on both sides of the family. See, we all say that runs in the family. Those are demons running in the family, see? In the name of Jesus. Bring the whole family up.
Father, come in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I take dominion over the curse of the familiar spirit that's followed this family line, and I take dominion over it in the name of Jesus. You foul spirit of cancer, I bind and break your
name
against
Jesus.
This family.
In the name of Jesus, 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 you have to go. In the name of Jesus, you have to go.
Break your assignment over these people.
Yes, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Father, break every assignment over this woman.
Yes.
Loose her from it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, all fear of cancer, all fear of cancer, you have to leave in Jesus' name.
Death, I rebuke you
yes,
over her in
yes,
Jesus'
name.
Premature death, I rebuke you. I break your assignment over her. Loose her from it in Jesus' name. Loose this man from it in his family line.
Yes, in Jesus' name. All familiar spirits, in the name of Jesus, you have to go. Familiar spirits, you have to go. Yes, yes.
Break the assignment over her.
Yes, all infirmities in his body, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, praise you. Oh, okay. Yeast infection and polyps in your husband? Is that what you said? Oh, worms. Worms. Serpentines. Okay, I'm going to come against serpentines. Probably from things he's eaten. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We rebuke these serpentines in the name of Jesus. We rebuke these serpentines out of his body in the name of Jesus. Out of his colon in the name of Jesus. Yes, in Jesus' name. Command all these serpentines to go in Jesus' name.
Command the body to carry out.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you,
Jesus.
Praise you,
Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Okay, a cyst on her breast, polyps, hemorrhoids. Okay, these are all tumors. Lord, all the resentment in her, all the griefs and sorrows she's gone through with her family. Lord, we just ask you to forgive her and cleanse her now by the precious blood. Cleanse her, Lord, from all resentment, ill will, self-pity, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus avails. The blood of Jesus avails. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus.
Father,
I thank
command
you,
Lord. This body to receive the healing virtue of the Lord and for these things to wither and die.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Thank you for it.
They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Let's believe that. Okay. Okay. You two on prayer now. Then we're gonna let you line up to eat because those girls need to go home and get the dishes done. And hasn't the cooks been wonderful? And all the helpers been wonderful? We couldn't do without them. All the people at the book table?
Her nerves.
Lord, all this nervous condition in her body, all these raw nerves in her body that eats on her, we command these spirits to leave her now in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. All worry, all fretting, you must go in Jesus' name. You must leave in Jesus' name. In the name, we break the curse. We break the curse off of her body in Jesus' name. And anybody in your family had a nervous breakdown?
Yes, my daughter.
Your daughter. Okay.
We come against those nervous breakdown spirits in the name of Jesus. You have to leave. You have to go. In Jesus' name. Okay.
The blood prevails. The blood of the risen Lord has power to save. Just like in olden days, the blood prevails. No matter what others say, thank God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.